and I met police chief and fire chief about a block away on Broadway. We walked down to the corner right where the YMCA would have been, right across the street. Of course, there's still a lot of commotion going on. By this time, a little after 10 o'clock, he said, "It's a bomb." What? He said, "It's a bomb." He said, "See that crater?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "It's a bomb." I mean, there was something planted there. I think they knew kind of what it was. So right after that, at about 11 o'clock, they called an organizational meeting of all the emergency people in the command vehicle of the police department, which at this time was sitting in the parking lot of Southwestern Belbit, which is two blocks north. So I went to that meeting, and Chief Mars, Gary Mars, was the fire chief. Being a fire incident, was the commander in charge. And I remember how organized that meeting was. This is now 2 hours after the incident. He knew exactly what everybody should be doing. The FBI, he introduced the people there. I mean, like DEA was there, FBI was there, police, fire. I can't remember anybody from the state was there yet. They may or may not have been. I mean, he just said, okay, the police is in charge of security. We're going to cordon off this area. Obviously, it's a issue dealing with a crime. It's on a federal building, so that involves the FBI and the federal agency. FBI will be handling the investigation of the incident. That's their responsibility. DEA assists them. Mayor, you need to get a hold of the governor and see if we can get the National Guard down here starting tonight to relieve our police so our police can go back to their normal duties. Right now, we'd suck everybody in to cordon off the area. So back to that meeting, I got a hold of the governor. They had the governor in the bunker. They didn't know there might not be another bomb. They didn't know.
Governor Frank Keating, we should say, right?
Yeah, Governor Frank Keating was in the bunker, and I talked to him, and he said, "Of course, whatever you need, Mayor." And we got the National Guard, and they came in and set up the barricades, and we barricaded it off from about 6th Street north to 2nd Street, or that's probably Kerr Avenue on the south, to somewhere around Hudson on the east and Broadway on the west. So it was 6-8 square blocks, at least 10 square blocks, cordoned off for 3 weeks. While they did the investigation, there was a lot of business in there, a lot of cars, people working. We had to go through the process for people to go in over the next few days and be able to just retrieve their cars, for instance. I remembered from that first meeting how organized it was. There was no sign of panic or who's going to do what. And the reason was the summer before, 10 months before, the city participated in an emergency planning session in Maryland. The federal government puts on for cities, municipalities, emergency preparedness classes and seminars on what do you do in emergency situations, how do you organize your city. Well, our city had done that. All the departments participate, public works, police, fire, everybody participates. We thought we'd be planning for a tornado, maybe a plane crash, that type of disaster, not a bomb. But the mechanism was still the same. Whatever the disaster is, how do you control all of these sort of things? We met every day for a few days. And then we also determined real quick that you need to control the media. They have a right to know. And if you don't tell them something, they're going to make up whatever they want. So we had a first press conference that afternoon. We did two press conferences a day. There was so much press there. You were probably there at the time. I mean, there was press from all over the world. We set up an area. We had to control what they did, but we also knew they had jobs to do, so we really need to provide them information. We had two press conferences a day for, I think, a week or 10 days. Then we went to one press conference. Everybody had their responsibilities. The fire department was the only people that gave out body counts on how many victims they found. The medical examiner's office was the only one that would release names, and only after they'd notified the families. Because there was too much speculation on how many people were there and how many bodies. One of my first jobs, the governor of that night, the night of the 19th, we set up a phone bank at City Hall, and we were trying to determine who was in that building that day. which employees were at work, who had maybe family that were going there, to try to identify who the people were. Lots of people from the city volunteered, and we had, of course, all the phones in there. And I think at that time, Southwestern Bell brought in some other lines, basically trying to work down, you know, Bob, your brother, was he at work that day, or was he not at work? Was he sick, or was he off? Then we asked people through the media services. The media was very good. We said, please broadcast to people. If they think they had people in that building, let us know. And we gave the numbers, which was at City Hall. Several of the families would call and say, you know, I think my mom and dad were going down to apply for the Social Security, and we can't get a hold of them, which is not a good sign. Several families were that way. Over time, they figured out that's what happened to their families.